Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi. Interacts with farmers and scientists. Two army soldiers killed in an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district of Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expresses grief. Bangladesh's interim government head, Mohammed Yunus, condemns attacks on the minority communities in the country, urges students to protect them all. In Uttarakhand, vehicular movement disrupted due to landslides on Char Dham Yatra routes, normal life affected in Himachal Pradesh due to floods and landslides. And Paris Olympics 2024 to conclude with a grand ceremony tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. Discussing the importance of these new crop varieties, Mr. Modi stressed on the significance of value addition in agriculture. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce their expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. The Prime Minister also discussed the importance of millets and underlined how people are moving towards nutritious food. He also talked about the benefits of natural farming and the increasing faith of common people towards organic farming, adding that people have started consuming and demanding organic foods. The farmers appreciated the efforts undertaken by the government for promoting natural farming. The farmers also lauded the role played by Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVK, in creating awareness. Prime Minister has suggested that KVKs should proactively inform farmers about the benefits of the new varieties being developed every month to enhance awareness about their benefits. Later, addressing media, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said that today is a historic day for farmers as the 109 varieties of 61 crops which have been released will help increase farmers' income, enhance production and reduce cost.
Pradhan Mantri Sriman Narendra Modi ji ka sankalp hai, kisano ki aaye badhana, utpadan badhana, lagat ghatana. और जो कृषि उत्पाद मिले वो ऐसे मिले जनता को जो पोषण युक्त हो मानव शरीर को भी स्वस्थ रखें ताकि उत्पादन बढ़ सके उत्पादन की लागत भी घट सके और जनता को पोषण युक्त आहार मतलब अनाज फल सब्जियां मिल सके मैं भारतीय कृषि अनुसंधान परिषद को बधाई देना चाहूंगा हमारे वैज्ञानिकों ने अद्भुत काम किया.
Our correspondent also spoke to some of the farmers who attended the program. They expressed confidence that such crops will help increase their income.
मेरा नाम नीतू कुंडू है और मैं गाजियाबाद से हूँ. आज हमारे माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने 109 फसल के बारे में बात की और लॉन्च किया. उससे हम किसानों को काफी फायदा होगा. नए बीज के अंदर गर्मी से लड़ने की भी क्षमता है और बारिश से लड़ने की भी क्षमता है. उससे हमारा समय भी बचेगा और उसमें जो हम पैसे लगाते हैं वो भी कम लगेगा पैसा और मजदूरी भी बचेगी तो उससे हमारी आमदनी भी बढ़ेगी तो किसान को इससे फायदा है.
In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers laid their lives in the line of duty during an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were injured in the crossfire. As per defense spokesperson, the two critically injured army soldiers, after being shifted to hospital, succumbed to their grievous injuries. The two civilians were evacuated from the area and provided immediate medical aid. The encounter was underway when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed sadness at the loss of brave and fearless Indian Army soldiers in a cross-terrorist operation in Anantnag. Mr. Singh expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and said that the nation stands firmly with them in this hour of grief. After completing her three-nation tour to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste, President Draupadi Murmu has since left for home. During the last leg of her tour, the President visited Timor-Leste, where she was confirmed the country's highest civilian award, the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste. She held bilateral discussions with the President and Prime Minister of the island country in Dili yesterday. The two countries also signed three Memorandum of Understanding on mutual cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed immense pride over President Draupadi Murmu's recognition with the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award of the nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that it's a proud moment for the country to see the Indian President being honored with the highest civilian award of Timor-Leste. He added, "This prestigious honor reflects the strong ties and mutual respect between India and Timor-Leste." Mr. Modi said that it is also a recognition of a monumental contribution to public life for several years. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 is being conducted across the country today. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences is conducting the examination in two shifts in computer-based test mode. Over 2 lakh students are appearing in the entrance examination. The examination was postponed in June, a day ahead of the scheduled date of exam, in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan तिरंगे की शान में एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है
और एक बार फिर देश हर घर तिरंगा अभियान के साथ आजादी का उत्सव हर्षोल्लास के साथ मनाने जा रहा है तो चलिए इस 9 से 15 अगस्त हम सब हर घर तिरंगा अभियान में उत्साह और उमंग के साथ जुड़े और इस अभियान में होने वाली तिरंगा यात्राओं मेलों रैलियों और मैराथन जैसे कार्यक्रमों में भाग लें अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहराएं और अपनी सेल्फी को harghartiranga.com पर अपलोड करें
Bangladesh's interim government head Muhammad Yunus has condemned the attacks on minority communities in the violence-hit nation, calling them as heinous. As per the media reports, Mr. Yunus, a Nobel laureate, also urged the students who are at the forefront of the protests to protect all Hindu, Christian and Buddhist families from harm. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson of the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh. He emphasized the UN's commitment to opposing violence based on race, religion, or any other discriminatory grounds. Haq also reaffirmed the organization's readiness to assist in the rehabilitation of Hindus and other minorities impacted by the violence. Meanwhile, Indian-American lawmakers, in a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have called for congressional hearings on attacks on the Hindus and other minority groups in Bangladesh. Also, a large group of demonstrators gathered in front of the White House yesterday to protest the recent violence targeting minority Hindus and other groups in Bangladesh. In Bangladesh yesterday, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protests in Bangladesh capital Dhaka and in Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism and attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. The protesters also demanded special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities, and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has arrived in Kathmandu on a two-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of Foreign Secretary of Nepal, Seva Lamsal. He was warmly received by the Secretary Lamsal at the Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu. The foreign secretaries would discuss a gamut of matters related to Indo-Nepal relations, mutual interest and cooperation. In Uttarakhand, vehicular movement is disrupted due to landslides at various places on the Char Dham Yatra routes. Traffic is closed after landslides near Nethala and Gansu on the Gangotri National Highway in Uttarkashi district. The Yamunotri National Highway is also blocked for the movement due to debris near Barkot. At the same time, movement has been affected due to a landslide near Chinka on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. Apart from this, about 100 roads connecting to the villages in the state are closed after landslides triggered by heavy rains. Efforts are being made to open all the road routes. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rains at some places in Chamoli and Bageshwar districts today. Also, rain is expected in other parts of the state. This phase of rain is expected to continue in the coming days. Heavy rain continues in various parts of Himachal Pradesh. Life is disrupted in many areas due to floods and landslides. Flash flood has caused a massive landslide in Pu Tehsil of tribal district Kinnaur. Heavy landslides have occurred on several kilometers of the national highway from Pu to Rorik, which has been completely blocked. It is believed that flash flood has occurred after the cloudburst. However, no casualties have been reported due to flash floods and landslides. On the other hand, due to torrential rain since last night in Sirmaur district, Giri, Yamuna and Markanda rivers are in spate. Administration has advised people to stay away from river drains. This morning in the Bankala Panchayat of Nahan, the surge of the river was so much that a temple built on the banks of the Markanda river was washed away in a blink of an eye. Crops in many bighas of the area have also been washed away. The Met Department has issued an orange alert of heavy to very heavy rainfall in 10 districts of the state for the next 24 hours. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sporting action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. More in this report.
India's Paris Olympics journey has concluded with 6 medals. While shooting gave the nation its first 3 podium finishes, as Manu Bhakar created history by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals in the same edition of the Olympics, there was a long wait for the next triumph as Indian athletes recorded a series of 4th-place finishes and close misses. The wait ended towards the end when the men's hockey team won a bronze and legendary athlete Neeraj Chopra, battling a persistent injury and immense expectations, managed to win a silver with his season's best throw that gave him another podium finish but not a back-to-back gold. The next day, wrestler Aman Sehrawat, 21, won a bronze in the 57kg freestyle category to become India's youngest ever Olympic medalist. The competition might be over for India, but the games aren't, as the grand closing ceremony takes place tonight at the Stade de France, expected to be attended by 80,000 people, and will be a shorter affair than the iconoclastic opening ceremony, but a cultural extravaganza nonetheless. French President Emmanuel Macron will officially hand over the Olympic flag to the Los Angeles Games organizers during the ceremony. India's flag bearers will be veteran hockey goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakar. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani from Paris.
In cricket, in the third and final match of the Women's Cricket T20 Series, Australia A defeated India A by 7 wickets at Brisbane, Australia to clean sweep the series 3-0. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi, interacts with farmers and scientists. 2 army soldiers killed in an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district of Jammu and Kashmir. Bangladesh's interim government head Mohammed Yunus condemns attacks on minority communities in the country, urges students to protect them all. In Uttarakhand, vehicular movement disrupted due to landslides on Char Dham Yatra routes. And with that, we end the midday news.